Boyle. Proposed last-minute changes to this year's Wildberry Festival parade route slated for this coming weekend have been shelved until 2024, with Village of Boyle councillors saying more discussion is required. At their August 2 meeting, councillors voted 5-0 to defer proposed alterations to the annual parade circuit, which included lengthening the route from the original plan along with adding additional barricades to deter traffic. The proposed changes were submitted via email July 19, while the parade goes this Saturday, August 12. Council feels that they need to have more advanced conversations about this, several months in advance, said Sal Warren Griffin in a follow-up interview. The lack of additional barricades, the added length, safety, increased costs for float owners and logistic concerns regarding which streets would still be open for regular travel and festival parking were just some of the issues that council says needs more consideration. Shelley Kitely also noted the need to consider accessibility for seniors and community members with disabilities who may be affected by the change in length. When contacted, Kathy Proctor, a member of the Boyle Betterment Committee, had no comment on the decision. "There's a good parade route already," said Mayor Colin Durko. "We support them 100%, it's just the timing," he added. According to past reporting, the Wildberry Festival was initially pitched in 2010, and the first event was held the following summer. With the intention of creating an event specific to Boyle, Wendy Kromiak Newman presented berry-themed games and crafts to Chamber of Commerce and local businesses. 12 years later, the festival has come full circle, with a berry-themed parade and Friday night jam session. Other notable events in the village include the Boyle Road Rally, held in the 1970s, and Fiesta Days, which started in 1967 and featured many of the same amusements as the Wildberry Festival does now, such as live music and a parade. Lexi Freehill, Town and Country Today.com.